You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Well, today's a bit of a sad day at RNIB Connect Radio because we say goodbye to one of our staff. He is off to pastures new and a bright new career at the BBC. Basil Oxtoby is on the line with me on Skype or Zoom or Teams or whatever it is we use here these days. Hello to you, Basil.
Hello. It's very strange to be on this side of the microphone for once. Having questions asked of me as opposed to asking them.
Yeah, I must admit, for interviewers, that's quite difficult, isn't it? It's often very difficult to be asked the questions. You don't mind so much when you're asking them because you can kind of hide behind them, or at worst, you can edit them out, which I love, and to replace some of the ones that actually sound good. But yes, you are leaving us from today. You're going to be heading off to the BBC. Tell us about your new role that you're off to do.
So I'm off to be a studio manager. My real title is Development Studio Director, but I'm going to be working across stuff like Radio 4, World Service, all the kind of news output. So I'm going to be within the news output team, output operations. So all the kind of spoken word radio, I'll be driving the desk on that. So if you listen to any stuff apart from RNIB Connect Radio, not that you should be, you may hear my name occasionally across the BBC News Network.
Amazing. Of course, my radio doesn't tune to anything else other than RNIB Connect Radio. Why would it?
Rightly so.
Mm-hmm. But you know, obviously, for people who maybe don't have radios like mine, they can obviously listen to that, which is great. And this is something I know you love working in studios. You've been doing this here at RNIB for a number of years. How long have you been here at RNIB?
Well, actually, today is my 4 year on the nose. So I started at the RNIB exactly 4 years ago today. So I've bookended it quite well. But I started in the Talking Books department. So obviously, it's aside from the radio station, I think Talking Books has kept people sane and with company throughout lockdown and everything that's been going on since February. So yeah, I started there as an audio producer. I actually interviewed for the role of the job that I'm in now, but I didn't get it. There's no grudges held against Yvonne, our station manager, because she realised the error of her ways and employed me a year later to this job.
Excellent. but interesting, you know, I've been here a long time. I've been here for several million years, it seems. And one of the things I've learned about working here is the value of working in this organisation is different to working in, say, you know, commercial radio station, as I did at the beginning of my career. And I just wonder how you feel about that, because, you know, when I arrived here, one thing I realised was that the work we were doing had a real impact on people with visual impairments, of which I'm part of that community, of course. But, you know, that value, that learning that the work you do has such a positive impact on other people. How does that feel?
It's great. I mean, obviously, when I was at the Talking Book Studios, it was an amazing place to be, and I really enjoyed making books and magazines and everything to enable blind and visually impaired people to be able to read. But then when I moved over to the radio station, it's when it had like the most impact on me as a sighted person to my understanding of blind and visually impaired people and the day-to-day struggles and the day-to-day wins that people have. You know, there's a lot of views of the sighted community that it's like, oh, poor blind person. And I think as a sighted person, because of the work I've been doing for the past few years and working with yourself and Alan and Red down here in Camden, I can see that it's not all poor blind people. I've got a really good insight, excuse the pun, as to what blind and vision impaired people go through. And it's just, you know, things are taking a little bit slower. And that's the thing that I most enjoy about my job, is that I'm able to help people, like you said, and get information out that's going to help. I've done some really interesting stuff over my time here. I've been down at Parliament interviewing MPs and making sure that they know what's going on. I've worked closely with directors of the RNIB to make sure that everything that's going on within the charity is being pushed back to the radio station so we can tell the listeners and the blind and partially sighted community that we're serving are there and being, you know, given the right information.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was interesting because obviously your new job is going to be studio-based and it's going to be working in and dealing with lots of live radio and all of that for the BBC, which is very interesting and very exciting, of course. But, you know, one of the key reasons I believe you got this job was because, as far as they were concerned, and something we are certainly aware of, is your ability to communicate with others in the studio environment. Do you think working with blind people in studios, as you've done with Gary Moritz, you've done with Sandra Gair, you've done with Roger Cole and the other guys who come in and do the voluntary music shows we have here on RNIB Connect Radio, do you think that has helped? That working with blind people has given you a sense of how to communicate with people, to give them all the information that they need, a full picture of the world they're looking at.
I mean, yeah, 100%. As you well know, and as everybody at the radio station knows, I'm a pretty gobby person anyway. So it was just kind of building on those blocks, figuring out ways of saying, right, this is how you do it without the visual aid. It's quite an interesting way of looking at the way that a studio has to be run. You know, Red Sail, the presenter of Read On, I've done a lot of work with him in the studio, and I know he'd tell you that he's a lot more comfortable than he was when he started a few years ago. And it's just having the time to communicate things and explain things differently than you would to a sight person. You're just pointing at that's what you need to do. It's just taking the time to explain to the blind and visually impaired people I've been working with, this is where it is and this is why you're doing it. I think there's just an added element which helps. For me, I'm quite a visual learner, and obviously if you're blind and visually impaired, it's not that easy to do that. So to have that extra element of knowledge of why you're doing it, I feel makes it easier to learn. And I think that's what's helped me help other people, because I've come to that understanding, if you see what I mean.
Yeah. Basil, I wish you all the best in the new job. I know you're going to succeed well. You've done fantastic work here, and I can only imagine what you're going to go on and do. I wish you all the best with it, and thank you for your time and your support with all your colleagues and myself as well over the years. It's been really great working with you, Basil. Thank you for your time and patience with all of us. Will you work with blind people again, do you think?
Well, I mean, I feel like I'm going to stick around here and do some voluntary work with the presenter of Folk and Roots, Ali Prince, because me and him have become very good pals over the last few years. And I'm going to go out and essentially continue on with the work that RNIB is trying to do and making sure that there's no barriers for visually impaired people. And I will continue to make sure that sighted people are doing what they can to help those that can't see as well as other people.
Brilliant. Basil, all the best.
Thank you.
This is RNIB Connect Radio as we say goodbye to one of our colleagues there, Basil Oxtoby, who has been with us for 4 years. Really good to hear from him, and we do wish him all the best in his forward career at the BBC. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.